We only make Gran Reserva in the best years, and here every year we select the best plots of all our different vineyards, vineyards planted in the 1950s, 1960s. In September we start deciding, okay, this little corner is going to go for Gran Reserva, because every year is different and it's very hard to make a Gran Reserva. It's not easy to make a Gran Reserva, because Gran Reserva is a wine that we age for 3 years in oak and then 5-6 years in bottle. And of course, a Gran Reserva must be elegant, must be balanced, must be round, but it also must be alive. And that's the key in our Gran Reserva. We only make around 2,000 to 3,000 bottles per year of Gran Reserva, which means we make less than 10 barrels per year. Because not even the rest of the fantastic vineyards are able to make a Gran Reserva. So these soils are very poor, calcareous and limestone slopes, with very good drainage. The yields are ridiculous, around 2,000 to 3,000 kilos per hectare. And we harvest them by hand. We harvest in small crates. Then the grapes go into a sorting table where we make sure that only the best grains go into the fermenting tanks. It ferments in the vats with its natural yeast, and then we age it, as said, for almost 3 years in oak. Here we use more French oak than for our reservas. 70% is French oak, and then once we bottle, we let it rest in our cellar for 6-7 years before we make it. I think that if we made 50,000 bottles of Gran Reserva per year, that would be great, but we only are able to make 2,000 to 3,000. And it's a wine which, you know, is our most elegant, subtle, delicate wine, still with a bright acidity and energy. Gran Reserva for me is the wine that is better to be drunk on its own, you know, because you completely love how it evolves, how it's changed. Obviously, it's a wine that you can have with anything.